Tommy shook Jim Shine's soft, slightly moist hand and slid into the driver's seat. 36.5 inches of headroom, 42 inches of legroom. His heart was pounding. He was no longer chilled. In fact, he felt flushed. He had already plugged his cellular phone into the cigarette lighter. The Corvette was his. Crouching at the open window, grinning, Shine said, "You're not just a mere mortal anymore." Tommy started the engine, a 90-degree V8, cast iron block, aluminum heads with hydraulic lifters. Jim Shine raised his voice. "No longer like other men. Now, you're a god." Tommy knew that Shine spoke with a good-humored mockery of the cult of the automobile, yet he half-believed that it was true. Behind the wheel of the Corvette, with this childhood dream fulfilled, he seemed to be full of the power of the car, exalted. With the Corvette still in park, he eased his foot down on the accelerator, and the engine responded with a deep-throated growl. 5.7 liters of displacement with a 10.5-to-1 compression ratio, 300 horsepower. Rising from a crouch, stepping back, Shine said,
"Have fun."
"Thanks, Jim." Tommy Fahn drove away from the Chevrolet dealership into a California afternoon so blue and high and deep with promise that it was possible to believe he would live forever. With no purpose except to enjoy the Corvette, he went west to Newport Beach, and then south on the fabled Pacific Coast Highway, past the enormous harbor full of yachts, through Corona del Mar, along the newly developed hills called Newport Coast, with beaches and gently breaking surf and the sun-dappled ocean to his right, listening to an oldies radio station that rocked with the Beach Boys, the Everly Brothers, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and Roy Orbison. At a stoplight in Laguna Beach, he pulled up beside a classic Corvette, a silver 1963 Stingray with boat-tail rear end and split rear window. The driver, an aging surfer type with blonde hair and a walrus mustache, looked at the new Aquavette and then at Tommy. Tommy made a circle of his thumb and forefinger, letting the stranger know that the Stingray was a fine machine, and the guy replied with a smile and a thumbs-up sign, which made Tommy feel like part of a secret club. As the end of the century approached, some people said that the American dream was almost extinguished and that the California dream was ashes. Nevertheless, for Tommy Fahn on this wonderful autumn afternoon, the promise of his country and the promise of the coast were burning bright. The sudden swooping shadow and the inexplicable chill were all but forgotten.